Northwest BC's key industries, including fishing, port work, and natural resources, took center stage at the Skeena-Bulkley Valley All Candidates Forum in Prince Rupert on April 23. This was the fifth and final debate in the riding ahead of the April 28 federal election, with candidates outlining their plans for the growth and sustainability of these vital regional economies. The Lester Center event drew over 100 local residents and hosted NDP candidate Taylor Bachrock, Conservative candidate Ellis Ross, and Christian Heritage Party, CHP, candidate Rod Taylor. Absent from the forum were Liberal candidate Inderpal Dhillon and Green Party candidate Adina Young. Candidates were asked how they would reform the fishing industry to make it fair, sustainable, and viable for coastal communities, and how they would tackle ongoing challenges like overregulation, poor stock management, foreign and corporate monopolization of licenses and processing facilities, non-vessel owner licenses, and declining local programs such as creek walking and salmon enhancement. Ellis Ross pointed to Alaskan bycatch and unresolved Canada-US treaty issues as major challenges impacting salmon stocks. He emphasized the need for science-based regulations through the Department of Fisheries and Oceans and supported a willing buyer, willing seller approach to fishing quotas, rejecting forced transfers. Taylor Bachrock focused on economic fairness, advocating for owner-operator policies to ensure that profits stay with local fishers rather than large corporations. Our fishery is a relatively small one, and as much of the value as possible should go to the workers in the communities where those fish are caught, and it shouldn't be a stock market, and it shouldn't be that a number of companies that are benefiting off such a precious resource, said Bachrock. He also called for reinvestment in fish processing capacity, the restoration of creek walking and stock assessment programs, and stronger federal action on U.S. interception of BC salmon, which he has been pressing in Parliament. Bachrock dismisses the cuts in fisheries that the Conservative Harper government made. Rod Taylor emphasized the importance of salmon enhancement programs and called for the shutdown of open-net fish farms, which he argued are harmful to wild salmon. He also supported more vigorous enforcement to prevent foreign fishing activity. We need to make sure that other countries know that BC waters are BC waters and those are the fish that come from our rivers and are destined for our benefit, said Taylor. Given the wealth of natural resources in northern BC, the candidates were asked what kinds of future economies they envision that could sustain and strengthen the region's economy, social welfare, and healthcare systems. Taylor called for more value-added manufacturing in Canada, arguing that raw materials like logs and bitumen should be processed domestically to create jobs and retain economic benefits. These shouldn't be shipped abroad right now, he said, adding upgrading raw bitumen into synthetic oil in Alberta would be economically smarter and environmentally safer. Taylor also supported reducing interprovincial trade barriers and emphasized building a made-in-Canada economy to fight the U.S. tariffs. Ross emphasized that there is nothing fundamentally wrong with the Canadian economy. He blamed the policies put in place by the NDP Liberal government for the economic damage to Canada. He criticized BC NDP's old growth logging deferrals, saying they cost thousands of forestry and manufacturing jobs and contributed to the decline of communities. The deferrals were implemented to protect 2.6 million hectares of BC's most at-risk old-growth forests. My opponent keeps suggesting that the answer to the forest industry slows is to cut the last of the old growth. And I couldn't disagree more, said Bachrock. Ross continued, saying he calls for reforming forest policy and resuming the issuance of mining permits. He emphasized the importance of diversifying trade beyond the U.S., highlighting the strategic role of infrastructure like Prince Rupert's port, rail lines, and highways. He believes Canada can meet its development goals within existing environmental standards and with First Nations consent, and that domestic policies that discourage development have held the riding back. Bachrock argued that expanding old-growth logging is not the solution, and instead emphasized protecting forests while maintaining a strong, sustainable forest industry. He opposed Conservative plans to weaken environmental oversight and pre-approve industrial projects through a proposed energy corridor, arguing it would silence communities and First Nations. He stressed his belief that the Conservatives want to gut the Environmental Assessment Act and reduce local control over resource development. BlackRock also supports manufacturing and value-added industries, as well as diversifying exports. All of our resource industries should have a proud future. But the reality is, what the Conservatives are proposing is to get rid of the processes by which communities and First Nations have a voice in that process, said the NDP candidate. BlackRock also criticized past BC Liberal policy decisions that he said weakened BC's forestry sector, particularly the removal of rules that kept logs tied to local mills. Changes he said led to a surge in raw log exports. Ross rebutted passionately, stating that the resource sector has played a vital role in lifting First Nations communities out of poverty, ultimately improving their social welfare. He accused the NDP of undermining Indigenous economic opportunities, pointing to legal cases where they opposed development projects in Indigenous territories. Highlighting the 2024 port workers' strike and lockout in Rupert, candidates were asked how they would support port workers and local families whose jobs may be threatened by automation and artificial intelligence. The Conservative candidate said he cannot accept automation replacing a job because he knows how much jobs mean to families and communities. He expressed concern about corporations monopolizing BC's port operations, which could harm unionized workers. While BlackRock saw the value in some technology, he believes it should enhance workers' roles, not replace them, and advocated for a future where families and jobs thrive in the community, not one dominated by robots. He highlighted the importance of involving workers in discussions about automation, especially in Prince Rupert, where the port is a major employer. He acknowledged concerns about technologies like self-driving trucks and the box bay system, a fully automated system for handling containers. BlackRock worked on legislation to give workers a seat on port authority boards, but noted that Conservative MPs voted against it. He warned that corporate profits could be prioritized over communities without worker input. Rod Taylor skirted the issue of automation at Prince Rupert's port but instead shared personal reflections on how technology has shaped his working life. From hand planing lumber in sawmills to witnessing machines replace roles, including his wife's, Taylor acknowledged both the benefits and downsides of automation. While he appreciated conveniences like GPS and microwaves, he emphasized the importance of maintaining a human touch, especially in healthcare and public service. Notably, he expressed rare agreement with Taylor BlackRock, criticizing a BC Liberal policy that separated local timber supply from local jobs, calling it a big mistake that enabled large mills to centralize resources at the expense of smaller communities. Candidates were asked if they would support using the federal notwithstanding clause to override Section 35 of the Constitution, which protects Indigenous rights, in order to advance pipelines opposed by First Nations along the coast. The NDP, if we form government, will not use the notwithstanding clause to force through any resource development projects. In fact, we will not use the notwithstanding clause, unlike the leader of the Conservative Party, Pierre Poilievre, who has threatened to become the very first prime minister in Canadian history, to use the notwithstanding clause to override the charter rights of Canadians. I think that is something that everyone should be deeply, deeply concerned about, said BlackRock. BlackRock emphasized that the charter protects Canadians' rights and that Section 35, which safeguards Indigenous rights, is in the Constitution thanks to the NDP's work. Ross responded that the notwithstanding clause isn't meant to be used to override Section 35, which protects Indigenous rights like Aboriginal title. He does not support using it to force pipelines through First Nations lands. Ross also criticized the NDP for disrespecting Section 35 in the past, specifically in a case where he claims they took away economic benefits, like carbon credits, from some First Nations. Ross argued that many First Nations support and lead resource projects, and governments should work with them as equal partners. He stressed that while Section 35 isn't criminal law, so violating it doesn't lead to jail, it should still be respected. Taylor affirmed that the Christian Heritage Party would not use the notwithstanding clause to override Section 35 or to force resource development projects. He strongly supported the Charter, especially its preamble, which emphasizes the supremacy of God and the rule of law. He believes that this has been overlooked by judges and politicians, particularly in cases such as the allowance of medical assistance in dying. Next, candidates were asked to discuss how they can support rural and remote areas in light of restrictive federal immigration policies that may benefit urban centers but negatively impact regions like northern BC. Bachrach emphasized that northern BC's unique economy requires policies supporting the region. He has been working with local groups to advocate for better immigration policies that protect workers' rights, allow them to stay, and continue contributing to Prince Rupert. Taylor said the CHP would remain critical of the NDP-supported Liberals for allowing unsustainable immigration levels. He argued Canada can't support such numbers with its current resources and called for merit-based immigration, prioritizing skilled professionals like doctors and nurses. Ross pointed out that many immigrants, including trained doctors, can't practice in Canada due to unrecognized qualifications, forcing some into unrelated jobs. Ross supported the Conservative plan, allowing immigrants to take challenge tests and practice as doctors if they pass. He argued that skilled workers are ready to contribute but emphasized the need for better control over immigration policies, costs, and inflation.